Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 250. Mitzvah Reish Nun, Shalol Onein, a milestone of sorts. 250, very exciting here in the mitzvah shir world. And we continue with the Isser of Lo Laonein, says the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. If you're keeping track, this is mitzvah number 38 out of 51 in Parshas Kedoshim. So we are marching on in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo socho al adam, lo senachashu, v'lo sa'oneinu. So yesterday we spoke about nichush, which was channeling and reacting my life based on a certain event that occurs in front of my eyes. Today's Isser is something different, also related to magic type of issues and metaphysical ideas, but it's a separate Isser. What is Lo Sa'oneinu? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says on the Pasuk, Lashon Onos Vishaos, from the word Ona. Ona means a time period. Lo Sa'oneinu, don't act based on time periods. Sha'omer, Yom Ploni Yafel Lahaschil Malacha, Sha'aplonis Kashalatzes. This is a good time, this is not a good time. Again, based on totally illogical, irrational times. That's when it's a problem. We mentioned yesterday the Ritva, the end of Tainus, where the Ritva says, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria that a certain time is more propitious or not, so then obviously a Kodesh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria. That's Av and Adar on the opposite sides of the spectrum. But other than that, if somebody just thinks, oh, it's the first day of the secular calendar, okay, this is good. It's Friday the 13th! Right? So if I base my actions based on that, and I don't do something, that could be this Isser of Shalol Onein, as we're about to see. There are really two parts of the Isser, according to the Rabbah and according to the Chinuch. Let's see. Shalol Onein, issue number one. Shalol Onein Shene'emar, Velo Sa'oneinu, Upirisho Inyan Kamosh Amr B'Sifra. As the Medrash says in the Sifra, Sulashin Ona, it's a time period. Klomar, Shalol Nikva Onos, Lomar, Sha'aplonis, Tovolasos, Maisaploni. This time is a great time to do this. Viatzliach Kalaosa Bobosa Shah. If you do it now, it's going to be amazing. If you don't do it now, it's not going to be. And this isn't a case where you think like this is a good stock, so you should invest now. Right? That's not the Isser what we're talking about here. Right? We're talking about a totally subjective, Tuesday of the third Tuesday of every month at 2 p.m., you know, I know that's good luck for people. That's type of Ona. But if it makes sense, if anything is logical, so then, of course, it wouldn't be a problem. So, but if somebody says, oh, a Shah Plonus is good, that would be a problem. Or, Va'osa, Osab, Shah Shah Plonus, Lo Yasteh. But if you do it now, you know, Lo Yasteh is not going to work. So that's what we said. If it's a Friday the 13th type of idea, so then that could be a problem, because that's not based on Yadus. Kamosha Yomru Hama'avilim Ba'ali Kishuf. Like those people who believe in magic, those people filled with nonsense. Ba'ali Kishuf. Right? V'nichba Allah Vazeh Be'inyim Seyed Shoftim. This is repeated in Shoftim. Dechsev Sham. Lo Yimatzei Becha V'chulu Me'onein. Again, included in this could be one who bases their actions on horoscopes. Right, if somebody looks in the future and have to figure out exactly, oh, today is a good day because the newspaper said it's good. What did the newspaper know? I'm just trying to say it's foolish. It's not only foolish, it could be Usser. Right, so that's what the first half of the Isser of Onein is, the Isser to base my actions on some type of good or non-good time. The second half of the Isser, though, and this is where the Chinuch gets into now, also including in Onein, is from the word Ein Ayin. Onein is from the word Ona, but also Ayin, something to do with the eyes. And what is that? Shehu Maisa Achizas Einayim Sheyasu Bnei Adam. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, sleight of hand, let's call it. Achizas Einayim, literally grabbing the eyes. That people do actions, perform actions that grabs the eyes. Kamo Shomer Zechorim Levracha. Like Chazal say there in Sanhedrin, Ma'onein Zeha'ochez Eschoinayim. What does this mean? We'll read the Gemara in a minute, but let's just first read the Chinuch. Ve'enyin Zehu Min Gadol Mehatach Bula Yuchubar Eleha Kalus Hayad Ugvuras Meha Yerusa. The hand moves in certain ways. It looks like I'm doing unbelievably awesome actions, even though I'm doing nothing. It just looks like it. But that is this Isser of you're pulling somebody's eye. You're pretending that there's a nothing, that you have power that you don't have. That's included in this issue. You're pulling the eye. That's sa'onenu. Don't pull the person's eye. Klomar. Dvarim sheim chutz min ateva. I'm performing a miracle. Kamo sheyasu tamin ha-mishtav l'mazeh. Like people who always try to do this. In other words, magicians. She yichu chevel v'yasimu oso b'knaf begadim. Like people who take a rope and put it up their sleeve. La'eni anashim. V'yara yasiyo nachash. And it turns into a snake. Right? Let's just put in our own, right? They put a feather into a hat. They pull out a rabbit. Right? That's exactly what he's talking about. They throw a ring into the air. And I take it out of your mouth. One of my people sitting in the audience. Right behind your ear. It's exactly, that's the chinuch is describing. Based on Chazal, this is the Isser of Onain. So this is called Onain. If you look in the Gemara Sanhedrin Samachema base talks all about these types of ideas. Talks about Amoraim who were involved, Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'onein, Reb Shimon Omer, Zehamav, Shiva Mene Zachar Ala'ayin. Okay, another pshat of Aninus. V'chachamim Omer, this is us. Zehaocheiz Eshoinayim. This is part two. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zehamachashiv Itim B'shoz, V'omer, Hayom Yafel Atzeis, L'machar Yafel Likach Limudei Arvishviyos, Chitin Yafos, right? All these different times. Again, this is not talking about somebody, a farmer, who knows exactly what time of year it's good to plant this crop and that crop. That's not lo sa'onein, that's using your head. That's how you live your life. It's a good time to do this because, whatever. It's not like we said yesterday, it's not raining. So that's living your life. What we're talking about here, the Isser, is where it totally doesn't make sense. And I just decide that I'm going to do something based on something totally illogical, right? Related to yesterday. Yesterday and today. Lo sanachesh and lo sonenu. It's based on something logical and making sense, right? That Eliezer with the chesed that we spoke about yesterday or today, so that is not included in the Isser. Again, there are some interesting stories that are discussed there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara also tells a story about Rav. Amar lo Rav l'Rabbi Chiya. Ra'isi Yishma'eli shenatal cherev achatach gama le'evarim. Rav said to Rabbi Chiya, I once saw an Arab cut up a camel, chop him up into pieces, v'shuv kishi shlo b'pamon, and then he rung a bell, ding, 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 v'amon haraglav, and the camel came back up, all together, and he was alive. Amalo Rabbi Chiya, klum ra'isa dam, uperesh shalagamal. When the camel was chopped up, did you see any blood on the floor? Did you see any waste from the camel? No? Achizas einayim haya. He didn't really kill. It wasn't magic. It was a sleight of hand. Rabbi Chiya answered Rav. He says, the Gemara talks about this, but this is an example. The example the Gemara gives relating to these actions. V'chol echad me'amasim harama elu hu asur. And all of these actions are asur, says the chinuch. V'ho'oseyu nikra ocheis ho'einayim. And somebody who does them is called somebody who grabs the eyes. Hu bechlal lav dema'oni v'lokan alav. And you get malchus. And even though ma'onin and machashiv are grouped together, eino min kishuf mamish. This isn't really perfectly kishuf. This isn't exactly kishuf. This doesn't fit so well with one line in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos where he says it is a type of kishuf, but the chinuch seems to say that kishuf, if you look back in the chinuch which we discussed back in Sefer Shmos, kishuf has some power to it. It's using the dark side. It's using the negative forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world to do things. And that's an Isser of Kishuf. Maybe the Chinuch is contrasting that with Ma'onei. Ma'onei is not Kishuf, because here he's saying it's all foolish. It's all sleight of hand. There's nothing going on here. It's fake. But even pretending that I'm doing a power, that is where the problem is. She'ilu, so now that continues the Chinuch, She'ilu haya Isser bo mishum lav de machashev, lo hayu malkin alav. If it was true that Ma'onein was really part of the Kishav Isser, then you wouldn't get Malkus for Ma'onein. Why? Mishum Dalav de Machashev, Nitalat Sharas, Mises Bezim. We know the rule. Whenever you have an Aveira, and certain parts of the Aveira, if in certain ways you do the Aveira, you could be Chayiv Misa, then you can never be Chayiv Malkus for this Aveira. That's the rule. Lav Shen Nitalat Sharas, Mises Bezim. A Lav that is given over that you could get Misa for, ain't Lokan Alav. And Shenemar, and by Kisha we say Mechashef alo Sechaya, and we learn there that it's males or females. Just happens to be, it's more common by females. But, and Bekaimalon, the Kol Shalash, Shein, Lashar, Mizab, Zin, Elokan, Elav. So says the Chinuch, you cannot say that that Ma'onin is included in Mechashef, or else you wouldn't get Malkus for Me'onin. So that is what the Chinuch says. You look in the Rambam has a different answer to this question. The Rambam says, no, you can even say Ma'onin is called Kishuf. But the Torah goes out of its way to write another pasuk by Ma'onein. So even though it is a lav hanitan la'atzaras mitzvas beis din, even though you would get malchus otherwise, here you wouldn't. I'm sorry, even though you usually the rule would be you don't get malchus, here you would. Because you have a separate pasuk in the Torah, he's bothered by the same problem the chinuch is bothered by. But he says that he explains it. Misho says that I'm reading the Rambam now. Yikra ochei zesoinayim v'hu min kishuf. Just the opposite. So here he's not the chinuch. Always follows the Rambam. He follows the Rambam's count. But he was just arguing in the category. He says it's kishuf and you get malchus. Right. So what do you mean you get malchus? Isn't it a lav hanitan la'atzaras mitzvas beis din? The Rambam explains elsewhere. No, because here you have a separate pasuk in the Torah. You have a separate pasuk, so you're going to get malchus anyway, even if it is a lav hanitan la'atzaras mitzvas beis din. Okay, let's stop there for a minute and let's talk a little bit about magic shows. Right, we're talking about magic shows. That's this isser. So is one allowed to watch a magic show? Is one allowed to perform magic, to be a magician? Right, so what are the halachas? So you look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, based on the Gemara, v'chein ha'ocheiz es ho'einayim u'midame b'fnei ha'ro'im sha'asa ma'isa timahon. V'hu lo asa. If somebody grabs the eyes, right, basically does an act in front of everybody, an amazing act, and he didn't really do it. Hareze b'chal ma'onein v'loke. It's b'chal ma'onein. You get malchus. Read the Rambam, seems pretty clear. Think of the Rambam and Lokir sounds like Malchus Daraisa. If you look in the Rambam a couple of halachas later, the Rambam says, Hamechashev Chayev Skila, Vahu Sha'asa Maisek Shafim, a Machashev, a real witch, or male or female, Aval Ha'ochez Esoinayim, if somebody grabs the eyes, Vahu Sheyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyey Kedushas. And then he has Lav Shanitin Lashar Mizabestin. Ain Lokan Alav. Okay. Big problem, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rishonim deal with after the Rambam. How do you read the Rambam in Halacha Tes and Halacha Tes Vav? They're contradicting each other. First Rambam in Halacha Tes, right, says that you would get Malkus for being Ochez Esrei Naim. And then Halacha Tes Vav, he says you don't get Malkus. Okay, that's a problem. But either way, he says it's wrong. And then he says, Devarim Ha'elu Kulam Devarim Sheker V'Kazavim. And all, everything here is fake, it's foolish. Nothing is accomplished. V'heim Shehitu Bohem Ovdei Kochavim HaKadmonim L'Goyi HaRatzos Kedishi Yanu Acharayim V'ein Roi Li Yisrael Shehim Chachamim Mechuchamim Lehi Mashich B'Havalim Elu. Why are Jews doing this? You're trying to trick people. Are you really accomplishing something? No, stay away. And this is what it says later on. Ki Hagoyim Ha'elah Sheta Yorish Osam. But these nations that are in Canaan, El Ma'onin and El Kosmim Yishmo, they go to the magicians, they go to these fake fools. And therefore, the Rambam says, why don't you stay away? You just read the Rambam. Doesn't seem like there's any movement. Seems like that's it. It's finished. It is Aser. If you the Rambam. If you look in the Chachmas Adam, right, the Chai Adam, the Groz, Mechun and Talmud, he's pretty strong. And now we'll get in later, closer to our time. The Chachmas Adam was 1700s. Chachmas Adam and Klal Peites. He quotes the halacha of Ma'onen, and then he says, "Umizet tireh she'osan had badchanim." These entertainers she'osan kedvarim elu alachasanas at weddings. The nikra in teshin spieler, right? Spiel, right? These entertainers overim belav d'oraisa. Wow. Umitzvah laso v'amitzav lasosan, and if you hire them over mishum lufnei iver lo sitein mechshol. V'lachein, mi shebiyado limchos, tzarech limchos. If you could protest, walk out of the wedding. V'kol shekein she'asu l'staka v'lerosam, you can't watch it. Avalim hu goy she'oseh nirali dimut l'leros. Okay, goy's allowed to do it. The goy's doing it, it's okay, and you can watch it, because it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. But, otherwise, it is a problem. So you look in the Rambam, look in the Chachmas Adam, and let's get to our day and age. Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef and Yechav Adas, Chelek. Gimel Simin Samaches. He goes through the whole sugya with the poskim and with the mefarshim on the Rambam. He quotes, goes through the achronim, and he starts off with lefizeh. It appears in the middle of the tshuva near lefizeh. The asur lasos kain gam l'simchas chasim v'kala shloitiu shumisur kedei l'sameh chasim v'kala l'simchas purim. You're not going to violate isurim just because you're at a wedding. V'utzrachti levarzeh lefizeh reisi bnei adam b'mishtosh chasim v'kala shelovshin derech haray malbushe isha v'isur gamur. People think that you could wear, like, a man and women could switch clothing at a wedding. Where Losilbash Gevin Silmas Isha is also Usher. He quotes earlier Achronim. And therefore, it says Ravadi at the end of his Shuva, Achizas Einayim Afilo Ayide Kalus HaTenua Vizrizus, even if it's just by sleight of hand, the Einsham Kishav Klau Usher Min HaTorah. Vasur Lasus Kain Gam Besimchas Chasim V'Kalo V'Chadome. So the Rambam, going straight down to Rav Avadia, the Sephardic Poskim, Chacham Vladim is not Sephardi, but they all seem to answer. So, how do we mastic the minhag of Klal Yisrael that many out there are magicians, go to magic shows? So our mastic it through the words quoted of B'Shem Rav Moshe. Rav Sternbach also writes it in Siman Taf Nun Hei. What if you have a situation where everybody knows what you're doing is fake? You're not tricking anybody. They might not know exactly how to do it, but is that Lo Sa'onenu? Lo Sa'onenu is where you're performing something, and people, maybe the Isser is only limited to a place where people are like, whoa, wow, you have a certain power based on what you do. But what if you have a case, like a magic show, where everybody knows that, at least the parents know, that it is all fake, and let's say the magician announces before the magic show, everything here I'm doing is really pretend. Hashem is always the only one that can do magic. If you say that, says a Sternbach, then it shouldn't be a problem. Again, if you don't say that and the kids really think something, maybe you're leading on the children and it could be an issue. But it says of Sternbach, Ulafize, Shekal, this is Aleph Tafnun Hei in Shubas Vanagas. Ulafize Yishlomar, Shekal Shahakol Yodim, Umakirim, Sheinza Maisa Kishav Klau, Veinu Ela Maisi Adayim Vetachpula, Shehu Omer Lam Kein Me Rosh, Shein Bezakal Makom Litos. I'm really cutting somebody in half? What are you talking about? They're not cutting anybody in half. No problem. V'chein tzipar li chami zatzal. My father-in-law also told me, says of Sternbach, sheshama mipi ma rabbeinu achazon ish zatzal. You heard from the Chazon Ish, she'ein iser kishuv, kisheyodin umakirin she'ein zekishuv mamis rak chachmas. If you know it's pretend magic, but and you don't think, nobody thinks that it's real magic, so then the Chazon Ish says it's mutter, and that's what seems to be the minog in many circles. L'dina nira shebevadai, ha'iser gomer k'shelo makirim. If you don't realize, if you think he's really doing something powerful, it's a problem. Avla modia mafurash. If you let everybody know, Shane's a kishav rachachma shekolecha yochalumod. You know what? If you want to apprentice with me, I could teach you all the tricks. And let's say it might even be better. Says of Sternbach, show them how to do one of your tricks, so they really see in front of them that just like this trick is explainable, so too all the tricks are explainable. So if you do that, says of Sternbach, then it wouldn't be a problem. That's just a chachma. That's a science that you learned, but that's not called a chachma. And then he says, "Vezel azhara chamura lo l'shavi b'chachmas shemechune." Okay, and he continues. Either way, this is the Rav Sternbach, and this is quoted by Shemir of Moshe and others in terms of magic shows. If you want to look, there's an RJJ journal about it in number 33. But there's a lot here. Okay, let us continue. Says the chinuch. Just getting back to one ha'arad. The chinuch said that one is not, this cannot be included in kishuf ma'onin, because then you wouldn't get malchus for it. And I want you to get malchus, says the chinuch. There is an issue, all of these isurim, just as a side point, we never really mentioned it before, we know that the Rambam says, when is somebody pasal edus? What makes somebody pasal edus? If they violate an avera that is chayiv malchus or worse. If somebody just doesn't do an aseh, that doesn't make him pasal edus. But if somebody violates an avera that's chayav malchus, or worse, mises bezdin, kares, so then, mises b'shamayim, so then one is pasal edus. What happens if you have an avera that's not chayav malchus, for some reason? Like a lav she'in bo maisa, or a lav anita glase, or a lav she'in tal tzaras mises bezdin, like these. Are you pasal edus? You might not get malchus for technical reasons, but do you get malchus for, are you pasal for that? So that is a discussion in the Nesivis, in Siman Lamed Aleph, the first Nesivis on Siman Lamed Aleph, where the Nesivis describes, just find it here, here it is, says the Nesivis describes, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Aleph, if you violate an aver that's no malk, that doesn't have malkus, pasul midrabanan, but he says, ve'ein bechlal ze lav anitam lacharaz mises bezdin, to ha'ein bo malkus mishum chomer isuro, our case of lav shanitam lacharaz mises bezdin, why don't you get malkus? Because some of these cases could get you killed. That's why you don't get malchus. This pasuk is about misa, not malchus. So you can say, not pasul la'edus? No, that shows it's chumrah. So, lav shanitan la'as haras mitzvah bezdin. In our case, you're going to be pasul la'edus for that, even though you don't get malchus. And also, lav anita glase. Lav anita glase, a lav that can be fixed by an essay, also it would be pasul la'edus. Because you can get malchus, theoretically, if you're mevatel. Or others. And all the avers that have to do with money. That's called the Rasha de Chamas, Geneva, Gezela. All of those, one is Pasul Eidus Doraisa for doing that, because even though there's no Malkus, because he's a Rasha de Chamas. So anyway, he talks about all of these cases. At the end, interestingly, he says, if somebody is Mevatel a Mitzvah Aseh, nearly Mucha Bikama Duchti, generally is not Nifsala Eidus, unless he does it publicly as a sign of showing that he rejects a mitzvah. Shu porek o lagamrei. He's throwing off the yoke. So if he does that, so maybe it'll be possible to even though it's a mitzvah zaseh. Either way, that is just a hara about lav hanita unless it's a mitzvah bezdin. Okay, let's continue a little bit. Two more minutes. Misharshia mitzvah, mashak asarnu b'lav de menachish. The sharsh of this mitzvah is connected to what I wrote about menachish yesterday. The old hefsid gadol mo nimsa bazeh, another hefsid, lefishi yeshuvu etzel ha'amon v'hanashim v'hanorim in yonim ha'nimnam v'taklus ha'mani efshariyim. You're going to mix people up. You're going to mix people up by making them think that what you're doing is real. V'ya'ariv l'deoseyem l'kabel ha'nimna, and people will be very gullible. Heyoso efshir mi bilti heyoso inya nes v'isabori. They're like, wow, you're doing an ace also. Akash Baruch Hu does nisim. V'ula yetzi la mezesiba ra'a lachpor be'ikr v'akaraz nafsham. They'll think that Akash Baruch Hu is not the only source of everything miraculous. And therefore, stay away from these items, unless, as we said, one announces. The Isra applies always and with everyone. The overaleha, umagid l'bnei adam, onos, she'yasu ma'aseyem k'dei she'yatzlichu. Who violates the Isra? If I tell you, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. is a great time to invest, and I'm basing it totally on nothing. So do I violate or do you violate? Says the Chinuch, if I tell you something, v'gamluhu osa ma'asal fi onos. So he says, if somebody tells somebody something, so that's included in the Aveira, v'gamluhu osa ma'asal, if I adjust my actions, according to the onos chayim malchus, both. The ha'isha shoel el ha'yodeya, ein olav chayim malchus b'she'elo levad. If I just ask and I don't listen to you, that's not the Aveira. Ashi yechavin pu'ulaso el eis ha'yadua. Until I act on it, and then I'll get malchus for what I did. So the Minchas Chinuch here discusses in the last paragraph. It's interesting though, because here there's a delay. I ask you, and then I act later. You put that all together. That is called a lav sheyesh bo maisa, even though it has different stages. But either way, this is part of the framework of averas that have to do with Ma'onin, Machashi, if we're going to have Vezra in a couple of days, we're going to have the Isurim of Ov and Yidoni, also bringing people up from the dead. We're going to have to talk about Shaul and Shmuel in Mitzvah Reishon and Hey and Reishon and Vav, a couple of other mitzvahs related in Kedoshim. Either way, that takes care today of the Isur of Me'onin. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, Sunday, Monday, will not be a Shir. So the next Mitzvah Shir Vezra will be Tuesday. We'll pick up with Payas, Reishon and Olive, the Mitzvah of having Payas, the Isur of Kaniyah Payas.